Mike DeGubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in that wonderful, marvelous name, the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. O beloved, it's so good to know the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so good to have partaken of the Lord Jesus, to have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. Oh, how wonderful to know the true and the living God, to put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and to been obedient to His Word, to follow Him in scriptural water baptism, which pictures the change that's already taken place in our heart, as is explained in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, where it speaks of our being by the Spirit of God immersed into the body of believers. And so, beloved, we're talking about the church presently and the truths contained in the Word of God about the church, this glorious church that Christ Himself established. And I believe He started it with those 12 that He called out. Remember the word ecclesia, the word that's translated church in the Greek language. Ecclesia means a called out assembly. And that's what Jesus did. He called out those apostles, those 12 disciples, to follow Him. And I believe they were part of the foundation upon which the church itself has been established, with Christ being the chief cornerstone, as we've already seen in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20 through 22. Allow me to read that scripture to you again. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners. Remember, Paul is writing to the Gentile believers in the church of Ephesus, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Remember, the Jews were the ones that were first in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those 12 were Jews, and Christ Himself came as a member of the tribe of Judah. And you recall how that the apostles and the early church was all Jewish believers until the Holy Spirit of God led Peter to go to the house of Cornelius and share the gospel with the Gentiles. And the Gentiles put their faith and trust in Christ. And God revealed to them that it was for the whole world. The gospel was for all the world, not just for the Jewish nation. And so the Apostle Paul became the apostle to the Gentile people. And he's the one that established the church there in Ephesus. And now he's in prison for preaching the gospel, because he's been preaching it to the Gentiles. And the Jews who have been guilty of crucifying the Lord Jesus want to stop him, and it has resulted in his being in prison in Rome. And that's where he's writing this book of Ephesians from. And so there he says, and we, speaking of the Gentile believers, are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. And remember, in those days, the way a building was built, there was a large stone that was used as a cornerstone, and then other stones would branch out from that cornerstone and would form the foundation for the building, and then other stones would be placed upon them. And so Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. And so we see each local church is a picture and a type of the body of Christ, and at the rapture, all local churches will be united into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ. And this will transpire at the rapture when the church is caught out to meet the Lord in the air. Now, we left off in our last broadcast in Ephesians chapter 3, and we're there again. Let's begin with verse 1. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you. Now, dispensation, you remember, is a period of time during which God is dealing with man in regards to some revealed will of God. There was the dispensation of law, and now, with the death of Christ, began the dispensation of grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're told here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, and verse 8 and 9. And so, beloved, we're in the dispensation of grace. And Paul said, that was given to me, the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, or to you Gentiles. How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Now, this is a revelation that the Lord gave to Paul of a mystery that had been previously hidden, had not been known nor understood. But it's a truth that now the Apostle Paul is revealing and explaining, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, verse 5, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And what is the mystery? Verse 6, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I am made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in the heavenlies might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. And thus we see here that he is explaining about the mystery of the church, with both Jew and Gentile united together in one body. Remember, God chose the nation of Israel as his house of witness throughout the Old Testament. It was through the nation of Israel that the law was given. It was through the nation of Israel that the truth about the eternal God began to be manifested and revealed and made known to man. And thus, Christianity is based upon the coming out of the truths from Judaism. And Christ came to fulfill the law. Christ came to make this new body available, the body of believers called the church. And thus we see this was a mystery that was hidden in Old Testament times. The people in the Old Testament did not understand what God was going to do. That's why when the Lord Jesus Christ came, the nation of Israel would not accept him as Messiah. because they were expecting him to come as he will the second time he comes back to the earth in power and in great glory, as is revealed in the book of Revelation chapter 19 concerning the return of Christ back to the earth in power and in great glory. And so Israel was looking for his coming then, like he will come in the future, in Revelation chapter 19, revealed there. And thus they rejected him as Messiah when he came the first time, so that the church might be established, so that the gospel might be given both to the Jew and to the Gentile. And thus the church was begun with Jewish believers. That was the beginning of the church. And then the Gentiles were included and brought in. But in the Old Testament temple, there was a wall, a barrier, where the Gentiles could not enter to worship the Lord God. Only the Jews could enter. But now that middle wall of partition has been broken down in the church, and Jew and Gentile together are united in the Lord. Now let's go on to chapter 4 and verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, that is, the manner of living, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He's talking about the church having unity and harmony and believers working together for the glory of God. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. Till next time, goodbye.